This is the Aviat Merli of the 4th of January 2026. Original date, the 30th of November 2008. Put a full stop. Imbibe complete purity. And, by giving sakash with your mind, do the service of giving souls a drop of happiness and peace. Today, Bapdada is seeing great children from everywhere. What greatness did he see? You have easily shown what the world considers impossible to be possible, and that is the vow of purity. All of you have made the vow of purity, have you not? You have made a vow to Bapdada to have the determined thought for transformation. To make this vow, Vrat, means to bring about transformation with your attitude, Vritti. Have you transformed your attitude? You had the thought that you are all brothers with the transformation of your attitude. In devotion too, they make vows for so many things. However, all of you have had this determined thought through the Father, because the foundation of Brahmin life is purity, and it is with purity that you have God's love and all godly attainments. Mahatmas consider it to be difficult or impossible, whereas you consider purity to be your original religion. Bapdada is seeing that there are some good children who have had the thought and are showing determination for that transformation in a practical way. Bapdada is giving many, many blessings from his heart to such great children everywhere. All of you are also experiencing purity in your thoughts, words, action, attitude and vision, are you not? The attitude of purity means to have good wishes and pure feelings for each and every soul. The vision of purity means to see every soul in their soul conscious form, and also constantly to experience yourself easily in the soul conscious stage. The importance of Brahmin life is purity in your thoughts, words and actions. If there is no purity, then the praise of Brahmin life, which is to give blessings to yourself with the power of purity, then what blessings would you be able to give? You experience yourself to be happy because of purity, and you also give happiness to others. Pure souls receive three special blessings. One is to give blessings to yourself, and so you become easily loved by the Father. Secondly, you become the nearest and dearest child of the Father, the bestower of blessings. And this is why you easily receive blessings from the Father and constantly receive them. Thirdly, you also continue to receive blessings from those who are the special instruments of the Brahmin family. With blessings from all three, you constantly continue to fly and make others fly. So all of you should ask yourselves and check, do I constantly experience the power, Bal, of purity, and the fruit, Fal, of purity? Do I always have that spiritual intoxication and pride in my heart? Sometimes, when some children celebrate a meeting at Amrit Vela, They have a heart-to-heart conversation. Do you know what they say? They don't always have the fruit of supersensuous joy that you receive by having purity. They have it sometimes, but not at other times. Because supersensuous joy is the fruit of purity. So ask yourself, who am I? Do you constantly stay in the experience of supersensuous joy, or only sometimes? What do you have yourselves called? When all of you write your names, what do you write? BK so-and-so? BK so-and-so? And you call yourselves Master Almighty Authorities. All of you are those, are you not? Are you Master Almighty Authorities? Those of you who consider yourselves to be Master Almighty Authorities all the time, not just sometimes, raise your hands. All the time? Just be careful, think about it. Are you this all the time? The double foreigners are not raising their hands. A few are raising their hands. Teachers, raise your hands. Are you this constantly? Do not raise your hands just like that. Only those who are this constantly should raise their hands. There are very few. Pandavs, raise your hands. Those sitting at the back, there are very few. Not the whole gathering are raising their hands. Okay, if you are Master Almighty Authorities, then where do all the powers go at that time? A master means a master, and a master is higher than the father. So, check. There is definitely something weak in the foundation of purity. What weakness is there? Is there weakness in the mind, that is, in your thoughts? Is there weakness in your words or weakness in your actions? Or is there weakness in your dreams? Because the thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections and dreams of a pure soul are automatically powerful. Since you have made the vow of transforming your attitude, why should it be sometimes? You are seeing the time and hearing the call of the time, the call of the devotees and the call of souls, and you have all made the lesson of suddenly firm. Therefore, weakness in the foundation means weakness in purity. If there are no good wishes and pure feelings in your words, if they oppose purity, you cannot experience the happiness of supersensuous joy. This means the happiness of complete purity, because the aim of Brahmin life is to make the impossible possible. Such souls do not know the words. To the extent that you have this, so accordingly you have that, dot, dot, dot. Or, they don't have as much as they should. They don't have this language. So tomorrow, at Amrit Vela, check yourself. Do not think about others. Do not look at others. But think just about yourself. Check, to what percentage are you fulfilling the vow of purity? Check four things. 1. Attitude. 2. Good wishes and pure feelings in your relationships and connections. Do not think this one is always like that anyway. But have pure feelings for that soul too. Since you consider yourselves to be world transformers, are all of you like that? Do you consider yourselves to be world transformers? Raise your hands. You are raising your hands for this. You have raised your hands very well for this. Congratulations for this too. However, Bap Dada is asking all of you a question. Should Baba ask you a question? Since you are world transformers, then the five elements of nature are also included in world transformation. You can transform those, but you cannot transform yourself, your companions, and your family? World transformer means to transform everything, souls and nature. So remember your promise. All of you have promised the Father this many times. However, Bap Dada is seeing that the time is moving very fast. The call of everyone is increasing a lot. So who are the souls who will hear the call, bring about transformation, and uplift everyone? You are those same ones, are you not? Bap Dada told you earlier too, you will have to finish three expressions in order to be one who uplifts others and uplifts the world. You know them already. You are clever in knowing those. Bap Dada knows that all of you are clever. The first expression is Pachintan, thinking about others. The second is Pardarshan, looking at others. And the third is Parmat, dictates of others. Finish all these three Pars and you will be able to become Parapkari, one who uplifts others. It is these three expressions that become an obstacle. You remember that, do you not? It's not anything new. So tomorrow, at Amrit Vela, check this. Bap Dada also tours around, and he will see what you are doing. Now, according to the time and according to the call, there is a need to give each unhappy soul a drop of happiness and peace by giving them sakash with your minds. What is the reason for this? Bap Dada sometimes looks at the children all of a sudden to see what they are doing, because he has love for the children and he wants to return with the children. He doesn't want to return home alone. You will go back with Baba, will you not? Will you return together? The ones sitting in the front are not raising their hands. Will you not return together? You are going to return together, are you not? It is because of all of you children that Bap Dada, your daddies, and your special Pandavs of the advance party are waiting. They too have made a firm promise in their hearts that we will all return home together. Not just a few of us, but all of us will return home together. So tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check yourself to see what is lacking. Is something missing in your thoughts, words or actions? Bap Dada toured around all of the centres once. Should he tell you what he saw? What was missing? he saw that bringing about transformation and putting a full stop in a second was missing. You can't tell what happens in the time it takes to put a full stop. Bapdada has already told you that in the last period, in the last moment, you will definitely have to put a full stop. However, what did he see? You have to put a full stop, but instead you put a comma. You remember the things of others, thinking, why does this happen? What happens? And you put an exclamation mark for that. So you're not able to put a full stop. But instead there is the punctuation of a comma, an exclamation mark, or a queue of questions. So check this. If you don't have the habit of putting a full stop, then your final moments that lead you to your destination will not be elevated. They will not be high. This is why Bapdada is giving you homework. Tomorrow at Amrit Vela, check yourself, and you will then have to change yourself. Now repeatedly practice putting a full stop in a second. And on the 18th of January, everyone has a lot of enthusiasm to become equal to the Father. So, on the 18th of January, everyone has to write a little note and put it in a box, writing down what your result has been till the 18th. Were you able to put a full stop? Or was any other punctuation applied? Do you like this? Do you? Nod if you like it. Bapdada has a lot of love for you children. He doesn't want to go back alone, so what would he do? Now make fast, intense effort. Being slack in your effort now will not bring you success. Purity is said to be personality, reality, and royalty. So remember your royalty. Even in your eternal form, you souls are special souls in your land with the Father. Just as special stars are sparkling in the sky, in the same way, you special stars are sparkling in your eternal form. So remember your royalty of the beginning period. Then, when you go to the Golden Age, remember the royalty of the deity form. Everyone has a crown of light of their royalty on their head. Eternally and in the beginning period, there is so much royalty. Then, come to the Copper Age. No one else has as much royalty as there is in your images. Images are created of leaders, actors, and Dharam Atmas, holy souls. But the worshipping and the speciality of your images are very royal. Everyone becomes happy when they see your images. They take so many blessings from the images. So all of this is the royalty of purity. Purity is the birthright of Brahmin life. Any lack of purity should now end. Do not think it will happen. I will have disinterest at that time, and so it will happen then. You tell Baba many very good things. Baba, don't worry, it will happen. However, this January, Bapdada especially wants to make everyone complete in purity. Purity is not just celibacy. Even waste thoughts are impurity. waste words, a form of waste words, which is also called bossiness, a trace of anger, or impurity. Make your sanskars of such purity that on seeing you from a distance, others are able to receive your vibrations of purity. The result of your purity is that of the soul being pure and the body also being pure. You attain double purity. Whenever any child comes here, what is the first blessing he receives from the Father? Do you remember? May you be pure, may you be yogi. So imbibe both things, purity and a full stop, a yogi. Do you like it? At Amrit Vela, Bapdada will go on a tour. He will also tour around all of the centres. Bapdada can tour around everywhere in a second. So this January, make a new plan for the Aviat month. Increase service with your minds and your stage, with Aviat actions and words. So, on the 18th of January, Bapdada will see everyone's result. He has love for you, does he not? On the 18th of January, from Amrit Vela, you only speak things of love. All of you complain, asking, why did Baba become Aviat? So the Father too is complaining. While being in your corporeal forms, when will you become equal to the Father? So today, Bapdada is especially drawing your attention a little. Baba is also giving you love, not just drawing your attention. Baba has love too, because he doesn't want even a single child of his to be left out. Check the Srimat for every action. Check the Srimat that you have received for every action from Amrit Vela till night time. You are strong, are you not? You are going to return together, are you not? You want to return, do you not? Raise your hands. Do you want to return? Teachers? Those who are sitting at the back, raise your hands. Those sitting on the chairs, raise your hands. Pandavs, raise your hands. So you can only return hand in hand when you have become equal. You have to do that. You have to become that. Have this determined thought. This determination lasts for 15 to 20 days. Then gradually a little carelessness creeps in. So finish that carelessness. It has been seen that full enthusiasm and determination last for a maximum of 1 month. Then, after 1 month, a little carelessness begins. So what will you finish when this year finishes? Will you just finish the year, or, along with the year, will you also finish whatever weaknesses there are in your thoughts and in your dharma? You will do this, will you not? You're not raising your hands. So let this record. We now have to return home. Abgar Chalna Hai automatically be playing in your hearts. You don't just have to return home, but you also have to come back to the kingdom. Acha. Those who have come here for the first time to meet Bapdada, raise your hands. Stand up. Bapdada is giving special congratulations to those who have come here for the first time. You have come late, but not too late. However, always remember your blessing of making intense effort. You definitely have to make intense effort. Do not say, "I will do it, it will happen." You definitely do have to do it. Those who have come last have to go fast and come first. Acha. Special blessings from the heart of Bapdada to the greatly pure souls from everywhere. Love from the heart, and also congratulations for being merged in the heart. Bapdada knows that whenever he is to come, all the children from everywhere send love and remembrance through emails, letters and other facilities. Before anyone gives Bapdada those messages, everyone's love and remembrance reach Bapdada. Because the connection of the long-lost and now-found children who remember Baba reaches Baba very fast. You meet Baba personally after 3 to 4 days, but the love and remembrance of the truly worthy souls reaches Bapdada at every moment. Those who remember Baba in their hearts, those who don't have such facilities, their love and remembrance also reaches Baba. So Bapdada is responding to each child with multi-million-fold love and remembrance. Now let there be just the one concern everywhere. Complete purity has to be spread in the whole Brahmin family. Give cooperation to those who are weak and make them pure. This is great charity. Do not leave them alone and think, "They are like that anyway, they're never going to change." Do not curse them in that way. Perform an act of charity. We will demonstrate this by changing. We definitely have to change. Increase their hopes. Do not make those who have fallen fall even further down. Give them support. Give them power. To all the fortunate children who are happy and who distribute happiness, lots and lots of love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you make the speciality of checking your deep sanskar and become a great soul. Whatever thoughts you have, words you speak, actions you perform, and connections and relationships you make, simply check, are these equal to those of the Father? First of all, compare them, and then make them practical. Generally, some souls also, first of all, have the sanskar of checking everything before accepting it. In the same way, you are pure and great souls, and so intensify your machinery of checking. Make this your deep sanskar. This is greatness. Slogan: to become completely pure and yogi is to give the return of love. Aviat signal. In this Aviat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. All adverse situations are coming or are going to come. all five elements will try very hard to shake you a lot in every direction. However, a soul who practices being liberated in life and the bodiless stage will remain unshakable and immovable. Such a soul will pass through everything easily and pass with honours. Therefore, you have to experience from now the sanskars of a constant karma yogi, a constantly easy yogi, and a constantly liberated soul. Om Shanti.